Hey, it's Ben and Kelly. Today on the podcast, we click on the clickbait headline so you don't have to.
But still don't really read it.
And then how do you break up with your boyfriend who's not really your boyfriend?
There's a lot of layers to that one.
And we had a lot of fun with what sent you to the principal's office.
Someone got expelled for wearing a belt wrong.
Setting the bar stories and more.
Welcome to your podcast.
Ben and Kelly.
We'll get to more of your what sent you to the principal's office stories here a little bit later in the show on 99.7 DJX because y'all are a bunch of bad people. And we got more to get to coming up on 99.7 DJX. Let's get to a little bit of clickbait headlines, shall we?
Okay.
Where, you know, you are scrolling on your phone and you see these headlines and you're like, oh. I shouldn't click, but we went ahead and did that for you.
Oh, great.
So we'll let you know what it's all about. Clickbait headline, first one. Did you get the jam that broke the internet?
Did you get the jam that broke the internet?
Yeah, I don't know if that would draw you in.
I'm probably not clicking on that one.
Are you not a fan of jam?
I mean, I like it. I don't know if I need to read about it, though, on the internet.
Yeah, but it broke the internet. Don't you want the jam that broke the internet?
Oh.
Anyways, it lured me in. I clicked on it.
Oh, you clicked on it. Okay, great.
Anyways, it's about the Meghan Markle lifestyle line and this supposed viral jam that she has called As Ever.
That's an advertising.
Yes, exactly.
It's a trick.
And exactly. And so the post notes how like celebrities like Mindy Kaling or Kris Jenner are the only ones who've been able to get this quote viral jam that's selling out everywhere.
Wow, you fell for that.
I did. Kelly, I really like jam.
I expect that of me. But even I knew that is an advertising trick. And I passed it up.
All right. Well, again, maybe not everybody would, and that's why we're doing this. This is the purpose of the bit, all right?
All right.
Clickbait headlines.
Ben fell for it, so you don't have to.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. All right. That's really all there is with that.
What was it made of that made it so amazing? Did she put unicorn sparkles in it, or what? What flavor was it? Did it even reveal
Kelly,
that?
I didn't even get that far.
Oh, my gosh. If you're going to take the bait, do a deep dive.
Kelly, I did more than I normally do. I just read basically the blurb at the very top, and I got what I needed. So anyways.
Again, you read the subject line of the email, and that's as far as you ever get.
Yeah, that's what I do.
I shouldn't have expected anything else.
These are the clickbait headlines that you may come across. One more, all right? We'll just do one more.
Okay.
A giant tub of mayonnaise married my friends.
Oh, I'm clicking on that one.
Okay.
I'm clicking on that one. Got me.
All right. So if you see that, this is what the story is about. There is literally a couple who got married in a chicken tender dip themed wedding in Vegas. They had won a Hellman's contest and it was officiated by their mascot, Manny Mayo.
Wait a second. They have a mascot and it has a name?
Yeah.
That's great.
I was today years old and I knew that.
Me too.
Nick and Heather, they got married. It included a ceremony, reception.
They look so happy.
Photographer, $5,000 to cover travel expenses because, you know, they probably didn't live in Vegas.
Probably not.
And they were into it. They described themselves as a condiment sommelier.
Oh, great.
And said the wedding was on brand for them. So
it should be. Yes. I'm assuming the food were sandwiches.
Yeah, I would imagine the ceremony and the reception included items that you could make with Hellman's mayonnaise.
Sure.
Even though
maybe some chicken salad.
Duke's is the superior mayonnaise of the two.
Here we go. Wow, such disrespect. Did Duke's throw a contest and give you a wedding in Vegas?
That's a good point.
I think so.
They don't need to, but like.
Oh, they don't need to?
They don't need to give us clickbait headlines.
I mean, listen, Manny's even holding a sign that says, I'll dip with you forever.
Right. Right. So, anyways, there's a couple clickbait headlines that we clicked on so you don't have to.
You know, that even doubles as a feel good. I'm labeled that as a feel good.
Which one? The Meghan Markle jam or the mayonnaise?
No. The mayonnaise. Because holy matrimony, free wedding.
Oh, all right.
Plus food.
Sure.
$5,000 travel expenses. I mean, that's great. But look at how happy they are.
Sure. There you go. A little clickbait headline there for you.
That's great.
On 99.7 DJX, we get to feel good stories every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
As you mentioned, we're right smack dab in the middle of back to school time. A lot of schools went back last week. Some are going back this week. Mike Allen is the superintendent of Evansville Christian School there in southern Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
And he's known as the parody principal. For more than a decade in education administration, he has written and produced a string of parody songs on YouTube for all sorts of school announcements.
Who is back? All right.
I try to choose ones that are fun, that are recognizable, and that that work for telling the story I'm trying to tell. Snow days, 2-hour delays.
Snow, oh, oh. The white stuff.
The white
Christmas
stuff.
Breaks. Spring breaks.
We could really use it.
Yeah.
Parents, my old friend.
I looked at the building. I was finally here to settle on in for another school year.
Oh, wow.
I mean, he's good. He goes all in.
Have we featured this guy before? I feel like we have.
We may have. There's a couple of them out there doing it, but he's doing it well. Like, the production value is pretty great.
For sure.
So, yeah, the whole idea, obviously, is to keep the students and their families informed and entertained. And, yeah, you can check out, I've got a link to his channel. You can do a deep dive into all of them. They are pretty fantastic. And it's up at WDJX.com.
Who laughs first loses. It's You Laugh, You Lose with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, the game where Kelly and I sling our best jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. All for this nice Supreme Victor You Laugh, You Lose trophy I'm holding in my hand. Kelly, how do you feel this morning?
I feel pretty good.
All right.
I think I got a nice little arsenal.
All right.
Well, I think they're funny.
Okay. You laugh, you lose. Losers go first. I believe that was you.
Oh, okay.
Last time. All right.
All right. Got it. Hey, Ben.
Yes.
Guy says, I asked my wife to rate my listening skills, and she said, you're an 8 on a scale of 10.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't get why she wanted me to urinate on a skeleton.
Yeah. You know, as a teen, I lived on a houseboat and dated the girl next door. Yeah, eventually we drifted apart.
Gotcha. Fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Just had an officer at the door saying he was looking for a man with one eye. Told him to use both and he'd probably find him a lot quicker.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I failed my medical college entrance exam because of nerves.
Oh.
Yeah, that's why. Actually, the correct answer was blood vessels.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Not nerves.
Hey, Ben.
Yep.
Police came to my house and asked where I was between 3 and 5.
Oh.
I said preschool.
Police are at your house a lot, Kelly.
Apparently.
Yeah. Hey, Kelly, what do you call mixing hard liquor with coffee?
What do you call mixing hard liquor with coffee?
Getting ready for work.
Fantastic. I love that you're still rocking the It's Me, Becky mug. It's a classic.
Ah, it's a Taylor Swift
Becky.
Reference.
Yeah, no, it's Becky. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben.
Yep.
My neighbor knocked on my door at 2 a.m. this morning and said, I can't sleep.
Oh.
I said, well, it's your lucky day. Come on in. We got a party going on.
Oh. Well, that's nice of you.
Also, maybe that's why the police keep knocking on my door.
Hey, Kelly, what do rednecks call their bras?
What do rednecks call their bras?
Hiccups.
Okay.
That was a stretch.
It was. A little. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
What's the difference between a literalist and a kleptomaniac?
What?
A literalist takes things literally. A kleptomaniac takes things literally.
Did you ever hear about the toilets stolen from the area police station?
I did not.
Yeah, cops have nothing to go on.
Yeah, they don't. Literally.
Literally.
Literally. Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
A guy sits down at a bar. Is everything okay?
Yeah.
The bartender says.
Uh-huh.
my wife and I got into a fight, and she said she wasn't going to talk to me for a month. Bartender says, well, maybe that's a good thing. A little peace and quiet.
Oh.
Guy says, yeah, but today's the last day.
That was a long joke.
Did you not follow it? Were you not following? Really?
I received my paycheck in the mail.
Did you?
Kelly, and the envelope was full of parsley.
Parsley?
Yeah, my wages have been garnished!
Tasty. Tasty.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
What do you call a blind dinosaur?
What?
A do you think Isaurus?
Okay. You know, some people will say this house is haunted.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I don't think it is. I mean, I've lived here for 300 years, and I haven't seen anything.
Yeah, I think you're the ghost. Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
Guy was telling his friend, my wife is mad at me.
Uh-huh.
Friend says next time she's mad, put a towel around her like a cape.
Okay.
She'll be super mad.
Ah, yes, I like that. And then put the underwear on the outside of your pants.
Exactly.
Yeah, my wife told me.
Yeah.
My wife, you know, told me that I'm pretty.
Oh.
Yeah, actually, the full sentence was, you're pretty annoying, but, you know, I'm focusing on the positives here.
Yes, that's it's focused on the positive. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
I had a terrible nightmare in which I was forced to eat my own clone.
Oh, no.
I almost pooped myself.
Oh, my. Well,
Owie
is right.
Owie.
In that same vein, you know, the doctor told me that my prostate was good.
Good. That's great news.
Yep.
Great news.
I was deeply touched.
I bet you were. I mean, personally, I don't know.
Using the whole hand there, Doc.
Oh, God. Hey, Ben.
Yep.
Guy said he ran off and joined a nudist camp.
Uh-huh.
The first few days were the hardest.
I knew you were going to go with that line of punchline, but I still couldn't resist. Well done. Ah, well done. Trophy's yours.
Oh, I mean, sometimes I got to know my audience. You?
Hey, I'm all about nudes and the poop jokes and those sorts of things.
Yeah, prostate exams,
Yeah, you know what?
Yes.
I asked my doctor, you know what, you should probably check again.
Really? Are you sure? Let's do a second round.
Second round. Use more than one finger this time.
All right.
Come on now. It's jokes.
Why I think my wife's friend was hitting on me coming up.
I'm sorry. Was
that was
out
not
loud?
The reaction I wanted.
I'm sorry.
Easy.
Yes. Sorry, I didn't know that was my outside voice. Sorry.
It's 99.7 DJX.
I'm sure that was what was happening. I'm sure that's what that was.
Well, that's what I want to ask.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm not very, like...
perceptive?
No.
Got it. And again, you guys have been married for a long time.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So chances are your wife's friends know that.
Well, yeah.
So that's why
of course
I was just
they
like,
do.
Yeah. So, I mean,
so already without hearing it,
limits.
Already without hearing the thing, you're immediately going, just being friendly. No.
A little bit.
Okay, whatever.
But I'll hear your argument.
Whatever. You think that there's no world where I'm getting hit on by some other woman.
Well, no, that's not what I'm saying.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
Your wife's friends
know
that.
Yes.
Okay.
That's why it makes it even juicier.
Oh, great.
So that's coming up right around 7 on 99.7 DJX. Coming up next, though, we will reintroduce you to a Setting the Bar story involving a stolen Ford Freestar.
Oh, wow.
Wasn't that a minivan?
I have no idea. I'm going to have to look it up.
I think it was a minivan.
That's not
a
model.
And Vanessa's diary entry.
Okay. Got it.
We'll explain. Coming up next in your Setting the Bar story on 99.7 DJX. Now setting the bar story, Kelly, which is...
an example of what not to do.
Yeah. little follow-up for you involving a stolen Freestar and Vanessa's diary entry.
I think I remember Vanessa's diary entry.
Yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without confessing in your diary that you broke the law, then you're doing okay.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
would be,
Vanessa did that, right?
Yeah, yeah, that would be 31-year-old Vanessa.
Okay.
So she actually avoided prison. So the follow-up is she pled guilty, right, to receiving stolen property. Now, here's the thing. If you'll recall, Vanessa was charged with the theft of a $2,000 Ford Freestar van. She sold it for scrap. And during the whole investigation, they got her journal, her diary, kind of, if you will.
The smoking gun, if you will.
Yeah, and so they just started flipping through it,
Yeah.
And it contained an entry. On the day the van was reporting missing, that said, totally stole a car today. Something I never thought of doing. And super freaking out about it.
Oh, and you know what? The journal isn't going to judge, right? The journal keeps your secrets.
The journal's like, listen, it's not our fault if you don't hide the little key lock on the journal.
Exactly.
Right? Very well.
Something tells me, though, this wasn't one that locked.
Right.
She doesn't strike me as one that was going to take that kind of precaution.
Yeah, so the follow-up is, it finally made it to court. She pleaded guilty, and so...
It's really hard to negate that. It's hard to say, oh, I didn't write that.
That wasn't my handwriting.
That wasn't me.
Oh, it wasn't?
I mean, who would do that? Who would totally confess to
would
it
do that
in their journal? Totally stole a car today. Something I never thought of doing. See, right. It was like, it wasn't premeditated.
Right. No, exactly. It was very knee-jerk. Knee-jerk reaction.
It was a spontaneous decision.
Right. Right. Okay. You could almost argue that based on that diary entry.
Maybe. I don't know if that helps.
Just saw it,
I mean,
because
she still stole it.
Always wanted a Ford Freestar.
Yeah.
Totally stole it, though.
Oh, I mean, the look in her mugshot, too.
I know.
A little bit of...
It's...
Yeah, I kind of did it.
It's...
Yeah, I probably shouldn't have written that down.
A little bit of...
A little bit. It's that kind of look on the face. Yeah. A little.
Yeah.
Dang it.
So, again... Setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without confessing in your diary that you broke the law, you're doing okay. You got to take that to the grave.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sorry. You got to not break the law. That's where we're going to back it up to.
Sure.
Sure. There you go. That's your setting the bar story.
And the police would like to say, yeah, if you are going to break the law, keep writing it all down in your journal.
Yeah, document everything.
Document everything.
Timestamps and all that. That would be fantastic. Thanks, guys.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
On the way, we're going to try to tape you to Nashville, September. Her show, Soundcheck Passes, Tate McRae in concert. Yeah. So, tickets... Soundcheck passes, hotel stay, the whole nine yards. A winning word on the way here in just a minute. Thanks to RCA Records on 99.7 JX. And why I may still have it, Kelly.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Why I may still have that certain appeal, if you will.
You still got it, Sparky.
Thanks.
For sure.
All right, that's coming up. Hang on. I'm going to need you to help me determine whether my wife's friend was hitting on me.
Your wife's friend, who is probably aware you've been married for a million years.
Now, to be fair, this person I'm talking about is the sister of my wife's better friend.
Okay.
So she's
so
the...
So she's a secondhand friend.
Right, exactly, exactly.
More of an acquaintance.
Yeah, sure. So my wife has really good high school friends, and then it's her younger sister who... We were all out. We were having some fun. We were watching some bands. We were at a festival. And she turns to me and goes, I just want to say, you have the prettiest eyes I have ever seen in my life.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, and it kind of, exactly, like you, it kind of took me by surprise. I was like, oh.
And then you start batting them. I'm like, well, thank you.
Well, I said, well, because I'm awkward in those situations.
Sure.
And
it doesn't happen often, you getting compliments like that randomly from people like that on your eyes. I mean, that's a good one, right?
And I said, thank you. And I started thinking to myself, okay, what's the protocol here? Do I compliment something of her? Because she, right. Because I've known her for a long time.
Yes.
And she
I like
is.
Your eyes too.
Right. Yeah, but it felt inappropriate.
Right.
Like, it felt like, okay, if I reciprocate the compliments that we're dishing back and forth here, apparently, that it would maybe come off as inappropriate. Yeah, exactly. Like, okay, hey, love what you've done with your hair.
Also, a little insincere. Like, now I feel like I need to compliment you because you complimented me. It could also feel like that.
Maybe. But yeah, she doubled down and she was like, yes, I just want to say that, you know, you have some of the most beautiful eyes I've ever seen.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Eyes. And I'm like,
it's a strong word.
I know. Like, So in your womanly way, first of all, have you ever thought that my eyes were beautiful?
I mean, I don't think I've ever studied them quite like that.
Okay. All right.
But
I don't want to make you feel awkward, Kelly.
We're already getting there.
Okay.
Because it feels like you're fishing for compliments.
No.
Sparky, you have gorgeous eyes.
Okay, yes, thank you very much.
I've always admired them.
Okay, fantastic. I know that you're just saying that, but whatever. In your womanly assessment.
My expertise.
Is someone who is the sister of a good friend of my wife's, is she coming on to me?
I mean, I will say it is a shocking thing, I think, to hear from, like, that's just, it's not a typical, the whole beautiful eyes thing typically can fall in the pickup line category. I'll say that.
Okay. So
I'll say that.
Of the funnels of conversation that you would have with the opposite sex or someone that you're attracted to.
Yes. It's more personal than, hey, like that shirt.
Okay. So if she would have complimented me on my hat or my shirt or something like that, that would have been much more platonic.
Yes. But the beautiful eyes thing is a little more personal.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
It's not a choice you made, like with a hairstyle or outfit.
Right. It is a physical feature of mine.
God-given gift.
That she finds beautiful.
Yes.
Oh.
I think it would have been a tinge more inappropriate if she says, your butt looks good in those jeans.
I wasn't wearing jeans, so.
Oh, in those pants.
Oh.
Please say you were wearing pants.
Shorts, but yes. Okay, great. Thanks. Right,
yes.
Right, yes.
If she would have said that, that would be way over the line.
Okay, so eyes could be.
But again, she knew you have been off the market for a zillion years.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just.
I don't know. I don't know what the attempt.
If she was fishing.
Maybe it was just a nice compliment to
pay. It could be a nice compliment.
And she feels like she's on a level of friendship with me and my wife that she can say those sorts of things.
It's a safe zone?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Maybe
so was there any other flirty behavior to back up maybe that she might have been in touching the inappropriate line?
If there was, I didn't pay any attention to it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that would have been helpful. Like if she's being super flirty, like doing like touching your arm a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Like the physical
moves.
Touch. Right.
Yes.
Right.
If we are paying more attention to you, laughing at everything you say, tossing her hair a little bit. Like if there was more of that.
then maybe it's a little bit more aggressive.
It could have been a little bit more pointed.
All right.
Of a remark.
All right. So the compliment of the eyes could fall in the hitting on you category. But in this case, we're thinking maybe it's just a friendly gesture, statement that was said. And
did Elizabeth say anything about it? Like you had to tell her, right? That's something that you tell her, right?
I don't know if I've told her.
Oh, seriously? That would have been the first thing.
I don't know.
On the ride home, I would have mentioned that.
Okay. Maybe I'll bring that up to her.
Yes.
And see what she says.
Get her assessment.
Because I don't think I did.
Because she knows the person in question.
Yeah, of course she does. Yeah.
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 So maybe that's why you didn't say anything, is you know that she would be like, F, no.
Yeah,
maybe. Yeah, she didn't mean anything by that. But you do.
Oh, she just texted me. So. I know now. Hi, honey.
Would have been the first thing I mentioned in the car.
Well, you know, there's a lot happening. There's a lot happening. And, you know.
Help me figure this one out.
Right.
I would have said that.
All right. Well, hey.
I don't know if we landed in a clear lane there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But there's several people that are saying, one, cringy. Two, probably just a compliment. People are weird. So yeah, all right.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah, I'm not. Maybe really
she was just trying to figure out like how to make small talk, and that was her intro.
That was her.
That Your was eyes where are beautiful. She started.
All right. Your eyes are beautiful. All right. Cool. It's time for a feel good. Do this every hour throughout the morning, Kelly Kay.
Grab some tissues for this one because, oh my goodness, it's about a bunch of teenagers who ended up saving a restaurant. So this was in Wisconsin. The owner's name is Chad. And last September, his wife, Carol, had a grand mal seizure at the restaurant.
Mm.
Spent 8 months in the hospital before she unfortunately passed away.
Mm.
The teens he hired, though, were the ones who kept the business going while he was going through that crisis with his wife.
Not once. I didn't ask one teenager to do anything extra. They just did it.
Me and Tori, mainly, we would go shopping for Chad.
It's a family here.
Carol always offered help with, like, school homework and just, like, life in general.
I mean, we didn't know at the time. My wife was dying. And they just thought they were helping out because she needed help. You know, they needed things covered till she came back. Without them, the restaurant would not exist.
Aw.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
So there are about 30 of them that work there, and their ages 14 to 18. 17-year-old Acacia and 15-year-old Joe were homeschooled, so they would show up at 5:30 in the morning, prep for the day while the others were at school. They even checked emails to make sure the bills were getting paid. Carol and Chad had always kind of sponsored their pageants and rarely missed their school sports and performances, so it was really a family atmosphere. And it's just kind of incredible the way that they just kind of knew they needed to kind of step up and do all the things.
Wow.
Pretty incredible story. You can find it at WDJX.com. Brought to you by Sam Aguirre, Injury Lawyers.
Right before the show went on vacation, 99.7 DJX, Kelly got into another accident. Are you doing better? Like, I feel like this has happened, what, three times in the past
year?
Four months, 6 months? Year? Well,
first one was June 2024. And then last one was January of this year. And then,
A couple weeks ago. You doing all right?
I have been better. I'll say this. So I was literally on my way home from getting an epidural shot in my neck.
Because of the last one.
From the last several accidents. Yeah. I've been having some perpetual neck and shoulder pain that I've been trying to deal with physical therapy. I've done chiropractic work, went to the neurologist, all the things. I've done all the things. And so we're trying to do some pain management and all the things. And it's still, mind you, dealing with a couple of claims already.
Mm.
So it's kind of like who's paying for what thing. It's been confusing. And then so I'm just, and again, this is, I've been sitting still.
Yeah, I know.
Every single time this has happened, like sitting still.
I've said before that you're a menace on the highway, but you might be more of a magnet on the highway.
I am a magnet. So there is a giant target on me for some reason. Did someone sign me up for like a secret shopper program to test out how these cars do in crashes? Because that's what I feel like that I've been doing. And so far, two Tellurides that I've had, I mean, they've done their job.
Yeah, I was going to say,
I've gotten crunched in the doors.
How's your car? Is your car going to be all right?
Oh, no. I think this one's dead too.
Oh, gosh.
This one's dead. Just dead. Because, and again, airbags, curtain airbags.
Sure.
All the way down. So
that's
pretty much the kiss of death
from
what I've learned with now my extensive
knowledge.
Experience in dealing with insurance companies. Oh, I could do TED Talks on who's good and who's not.
As far as insurance companies? to deal
with?
Not
a lot of them that are great.
Oh, all right. Well, you know, I mean, I think that's common sense.
It's not a great process to have to go through, especially when you're not their client. And so, you know, and my company's like, well, you know, we could do it for you, but then there's kind of like no guarantee you'll get your deductible back. And I'm like, what? Why? So, because again, it's clearly... I was sitting.
You were clearly not at fault, right?
Yes, I was on North English Station right by Blind Squirrel, just waiting to make a left-hand turn. Had been there for a little bit, and there was already an accident with police on the scene on the other side of the road that was right there. And that is apparently what the other driver was looking at instead of me stopped.
Yeah.
And then she tried to go the other direction, like in the grass, and there was a telephone pole there. She didn't fit.
Yeah, like right before the show went on vacation, she texted me the photo that you ended up posting online, but she's like, so this is happening, and it's you in a neck brace, and are you still having to wear the neck brace, or like, what's the deal?
No, it was just while I was there. Oh, okay. So for the 6 hours that I was in the ER getting checked out, they made me wear that, and then once I got all the tests, did all the x-rays.
I'm a free woman!
All the things, they're like, okay, we can take this off now.
My gee,
but I mean, I had to lay there getting, I think it was a CT or whatever, and the gentleman who was running it, he goes, are you wearing a bra? I was like, yeah. So I had to lay there because I didn't like put a gown on or anything. I'm still wearing my clothes. And he had to lay there. I'm laying there. I had to do the whole.
Like take the bra off.
Yes. Try to. And my shoulder's kind of killing me because had a needle in it like 30 minutes prior to all of this going on.
Yeah.
So that was still sore. Plus then I got jostled around in an accident and I got this collar on and I'm trying to finagle my arms through my sleeves to try to get my bra down, and he just kind of stands there.
He's just like, waiting.
We could have covered this maybe in the room before you brought me in. I could have gotten a lady to assist me. Then might have been a little easier, but instead of laying down on this thing.
Oh my gosh!
Anyway, they were nice. They were all very sweet. But yeah, this is. I'm tired of this particular process.
Yeah,
I'm also tired of the particular pain that I can't seem to get rid of because this keeps happening.
Right. But. Well, you know, you are teaching valuable lessons to your new driver in your house.
Yeah, no, it's absolute fear. Like, this is the worst time that I could have someone in my house, like, learning how to drive and soon to be getting his license. Like, I'm terrified.
You're like, and this could happen, too. Well, and this could happen.
Yeah. Right, because, again, it's like there was zero things that I could do.
Right.
Zero things. Like, I didn't even see this one coming.
Right.
Because I just kind of, you assume, it's a very busy corridor.
Sure.
Like, no one should be buzzing through there.
Maybe they need to, like, put stop signs. Or something like that.
Well, that has been something that's been, but apparently the officer told my mom, because my parents had been in town for 5 minutes when this happened.
Uh-huh.
So they rush over.
Uh-huh.
And they said that, well, the city says they don't have any money to put anything there, which is unfortunate because there are many accidents. There were two in that particular time.
Yeah.
So, it hasn't been a good process, I'll say that. But I thank you again. There was a nice gentleman, I think it was a manager at the Blind Squirrel, that came out. I was having a moment. I was having a moment.
Here, would you like a lemonade?
That it happened again. He brought water
and
some napkins and stuff because I was. I couldn't really get out of the car for a while because I was having a moment.
Yeah, no, I get that. Well, hopefully, you know, that's the last we have to talk about it for. Ever.
I can't be confident of that.
Jeez.
I mean, and this is the thing. They've all happened not too far from where I live.
Yeah. Yeah.
So these are all like roads I can't avoid.
Right.
I'd like to.
All right. Yeah.
I
get it.
Though.
Well, glad to hear you're at least on the mend.
We'll just say this as a PSA. Please slow down. Pay attention. Don't look at other wrecks. Just... Stay focused.
Yeah, right. Don't look at other wrecks is the big one, right? Right.
Yes. Right. Let's drive with care because thank goodness it hasn't been worse and I haven't ended up laid up in the hospital for a period of time. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
But let's take more care.
There it is. This public service announcement brought to you by Kelly.
The crash test dummy.
The crash test dummy of Louisville. Oh my gosh. All right. Hey,
that's my Halloween costume, by the way. If I'm dressing up for anything, it's a crash test dummy.
There it is. Well, like I said, glad you're doing better. But yeah. Still a menace on the road.
Well, and I'll also say this, before I get off my soapbox. Here's the thing about every single time you go through this and they total out your car, you think, oh, great, you get to get a new vehicle. Not great, because I'm like $7,000 in the hole. Because they don't consider what you're going to need to buy that exact same car on
right,
the market.
Right.
I'm not getting a new car.
Yeah.
It's a 5-year-old car.
Sure.
It's got 100,000 miles on it. That's what I was just trying to get back into, but
right.
You can't do it. So yeah, I can't buy that car again, so I'm gonna get some sort of an old beater, but hopefully it's going to be, you know, it's that's where I'm at.
Too bad I don't have the 99 Volkswagen Jetta. I just give it to you.
I drive that right now.
I just give it to
I
you
would.
All right, let's get to a little group therapy, shall we?
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
So Victoria says, I'm in the middle of trying to break up with a man that never technically asked me to be his girlfriend, and it's sticky.
Okay.
It's sticky because he's childhood best friends with one of my employees' fiancés.
Okay.
And if that's not awkward enough, their wedding is at the end of next month. So I'm bound to have to see him. He's the best man. I'm admittedly very bad at breaking things off with people, but this one is extra messy. ChatGPT gave me the deadline of Monday to be the last day I can end it.
Oh, so she already went to ChatGPT and is like, that's no good. We're going to go to Ben and Kelly now.
I like that.
She said, that robot is both saving and ruining my life. I know I should be able to say we're just friends. I may have met his parents already. And I think that's what's making it harder. We also barely talk. Like, he doesn't text me throughout the day at all. Not a good morning text or anything. We talk maybe once a day at night if he calls me. He referred to me as his girlfriend, though, in front of a group of people a few weeks ago, and I was unaware we had that title until that moment.
Oh.
I think he's just a bit aloof. Poor guy. Great person. Just not my person.
Okay.
It's just going to be awkward. But I did it to myself.
Yeah.
My coworker said, girl, they're going to put this on the radio and he's going to hear. And I said, maybe it'll help me out.
Oh.
So, yeah, I'd love to hear your opinion on what I should do. Maybe give him a parting gift like you were talking about last week.
Okay.
Hopefully I'm not the only one in this sticky of a situation.
Okay.
There was a conversation we were having last week about, do you give people a parting gift when you break up?
Right.
Or have you ever gotten a parting gift when you got dumped?
Right. No, I get that. Now, I guess I'm assuming they've been romantic.
That's unclear.
Hmm.
That is unclear.
Because that can cloudy the water a little bit, I guess.
Oh, it definitely makes it muddy.
Especially in a boy's brain.
Oh, okay. Yes. That is unclear, and I didn't ask.
Okay, so his assumption is they're
girlfriend,
dating.
Boyfriend, yes. He introduced her as his girlfriend.
They've never had the talk.
They have not discussed that.
Okay.
But maybe he thought that was the discussion.
That was...
I'll just call her my girlfriend in front of my buddies.
Okay, so let me boil it down a little bit from a guy's perspective. Maybe if there has been some romance making sandwiches sort of activity going on, he's thinking in his head, he's overanalyzing and thinking, all right, so if I just call her a friend after we've already, you know, gone that far, that's going to offend her.
Sure.
So I'm going to call her girlfriend, and there are sometimes in instances in life when you've got to put a label on someone. You can't just call them by their name and say, oh, Victoria, you know, and it, like whatever you say, oh, my friend Victoria, or oh, my girlfriend Victoria. So if Victoria heard him say, oh, my friend, she's like, we're more than friends. You know what I mean?
My situationship, Victoria.
So easy that makes it awkward and complicated, right? Right?
I know. You can't really say that.
Yeah. All right. So that's my. So she's wanting to know, how do you break up with this guy? Yes, maybe it's
because clearly now she knows he's his girlfriend.
According to him.
according to him, in his world, they are exclusive.
Maybe you wait until after the wedding and then be like, hey, sorry, let's dial this back.
Oh, is that what we do?
All right, 502-795-1997. Obviously, Kelly doesn't like my suggestion, but would love to hear your take on it. All right.
Victoria, how are we meeting his parents? If we're not, that feels like a big step, right?
Nope. Okay.
Don't we do that when we know we're all in?
By the way, Victoria did text, yes, we have made the sandwich.
Okay, then. Okay. That was a vital piece of information.
Yeah, well.
That kind of does seal the deal for a lot of guys.
All right, so 502-795-1997. Would love to hear your take on this. Group therapy. We'll get some of your stories, maybe about how you found yourself in a situationship you didn't know. And then how...
Do we need a script to give her?
How do you get out of it now?
Yeah, how do we get out of that?
All right.
Because I think that's what we went to ChatGPT for.
Right.
Give me the words.
All right. We'll take some of those stories next after Shaboozy. Victoria found herself in a situation with a guy. She's not really dating, according to her. He, however, referred to her as his girlfriend. They've got a wedding coming up. She's not really sure she wants to hang around with him too much longer. What's she do? She even went to ChatGPT and said, hey.
How do I break up with this
person? ChatGPT said, you literally have to break up with him today.
Yeah. Today's the deadline.
Today's the deadline.
ChatGPT.
Right, right. Mike, what do you think?
Hey, I think you should give the advice of wait till after the wedding. It's just going to be way too awkward, especially if they've already made the sandwich.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking.
Right, right. Because it's like, if they didn't have the wedding coming up, I mean, then yeah, by all means, follow the robot and, you know, break it off today.
Follow the robot.
But we go through with the wedding being his girlfriend.
I would say so. I mean, yeah, it's going to be a little awkward, but it's what, end of the month? You can make it a couple more days, you know?
Mike, thank you, buddy.
Hey, no problem. Thank y'all.
All right. I mean... Look, there are some people on Facebook that are like, yeah, you got to just be an adult. You got to tell them the truth. You like them just as a friend. But I'm thinking you wait until after the wedding to do all that.
So we're putting on our actor hat?
Yes.
Oh.
Listen, if they've already made the sandwich, okay, then obviously...
Do you think he's going to want to do that after the wedding? Because it makes people all, you know, all in the zone. They're all lovey. They're caught up in the magic of the wedding.
Yes. Well, then just give them one last sandwich. And then right off into the sunset and say, well, you know...
Thanks so much. That was the last one.
Oh, see, there are other people that are saying we absolutely cannot wait until after the wedding. It's not an option. Work situation will continue to worsen over the next month. It has to end. Wow, that is abrupt.
Well, again, because I feel like it can make it even more muddy.
More muddy and complicated.
Yes.
Okay, well,
especially if, like, he's all romantic at the wedding and slow dancing and things. Oh. I mean, it's just a lot of acting she's got to do.
All right, let me ask. If on a scale of 1 to 10... Is the sandwich making on a 8 or 9 or 10 level where it would behoove you to wait until after the wedding?
Or probably wasn't off the charts.
Or is it more of the...
considering leaving.
If it's below a 7, then go ahead and
just
rip the Band-Aid off.
All right.
But if it's an 8 or above?
Well, and she's texting, too, all the pictures. All the pictures.
Oh, of her.
They're in pictures together.
I mean,
for all of eternity in that person's wedding album.
She could have something that comes up and she can't go to the wedding.
Oh, yes. Oh, maybe, Victoria. Something's come up. And you have got to go out of town.
Yeah, you've got to go out of town. You've got to go to Buckner for something important.
Buckner. I've got an emergency in Buckner I can't miss. I'm so sorry, babe. I can't go to the wedding. So sorry.
There is something that came up in Buckner that I've got to... I forgot completely about.
I got a thing in Buckner. partner. Sweetie, sorry, I can't go to that. And by the way, I'm not your girlfriend anymore. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. There's so many people that are pointing out the fact that I'm suggesting giving the goodbye making sandwich. And
she says it was definitely a blow a 7.
Oh, no. Oh, end no. it then. Gotta get out. Gotta get out. You know what?
Door.
Buckner's calling. I hear it's lovely this time of year. You've got something that came up during the wedding. You can't go, so go ahead and rip the band-aid. Say, hey,
more tragic.
We're not boyfriend and girlfriend.
She didn't even get like 8 or 9 level sandwiches. Dang it.
Less than 7, she said. Oh, shoot.
Oh, Victoria,
I understand
the stickiness that you're in.
There are also people texting in like Justin, so act, lie, and give them one more sandwich. That's our advice. No, we've decided to roll that back a little bit. Only after we found out the sandwich making was not at an 8 or above.
Oh, that was going to make a big difference. And did we tell ChatGPT that? Did ChatGPT consider that in its response of the deadline of today that we break up?
Oh no! Hang on a second! Victoria just texted and said they literally live in Buckner. I'm crying. Hang on. All right. Maybe Buckner's a bad. All right. Hang on.
Okay, wait. We're going to Crestwood? No, it's not far enough away.
No,
we're
going to
New
Creek.
Albany. We're
no,
crossing
yes,
the bridge.
Yes. Sorry. There's something
Our
big in New Albany.
Our emergency is in New Albany.
That's right.
We got to cross the bridge.
I got to go completely the opposite direction. It's going to take 40 minutes.
You know what? We're going to Evansville.
Oh my
god! It's a weekend trip. I gotta go.
All right, so I think that's where we're landing on, right?
Wait, are we settling on a lie out of town? I don't know if that's the best.
Well, no, break up, but then you're not gonna be able to go to the wedding,
right?
Right.
Yes.
Because I feel like that's going to make things awkward.
Yes.
So.
Sorry, coworker.
Yeah.
I can't make it to your wedding, but I'm going to send a lovely Michael Graves toaster.
Yes, that's right.
And put our name on
that's
it, too.
That's right. Victoria, I do have a Michael Graves toaster sitting in the back of my trunk. That's been there for just a couple of days. But like, you know, give that as a parting gift.
Gosh, we're landing on the fact that ChatGPT really gave her the right answer. Break up today. Today.
All right. There you go. That's that's our advice.
Oh, dang it.
There are people that are texting, don't throw Hoosiers into this mess. Listen, too late. New Albany, she's coming for you.
Sorry, we're going to New Albany
That's
for
right.
the weekend.
All right, there you go. That. Hey, by the way, keep us posted. Let us know how everything goes.
Yeah, seriously.
Victoria.
I know. Hopefully, this will give you the confidence that you need, that it's going to be okay.
It's
going to
be okay.
It's going to be okay. And I'm sure that your coworker is going to realize.
Yeah. Yeah.
That it's, you know, it wasn't there for you. You can't make it be there.
No.
I know you wanted it to be there. It's just not there.
Right. It's just not there.
It.
You're just not feeling it the way he did.
It's lesson 7.
Yeah. You don't have to tell him that. Please don't tell him that.
Don't tell him that.
Don't.
Leave that part out.
That's going to scar that dude for life.
Wasn't in your heart.
All right. There you go. Hey, keep us posted, Victoria. That is group therapy. All right. We're going to play a game. This game is called Tap Out. It's a game that we've done before, but Kelly, explain how it is played for those who may not know.
We're going to toss out some categories.
Yes.
You have to just keep naming as many things in that category as you possibly can back and forth, and forth. And the first person that can't come up with something kind of instantaneously has got to tap out.
Okay. Let's introduce you to Megan calling us from Georgetown. Hi, Megan.
Hi.
She sounds very trepidatious. Very trepidatious. Are you sure? Are you being held against your will?
I haven't had coffee yet.
Well, okay, it's all right. Megan, I've had enough for both of us, okay?
Maybe this will help Megan to know that if Ben were born a female, he would have been named Megan.
That's right.
Without the H.
Oh, probably without the H.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. 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 So Megan's got brown hair, is 5 foot, works at a hospital, is married, and has 4 girls.
Oh, wow.
All under the age of 7.
Oh, wow.
Listen, Megan, I'm a girl dad, so I have three girls, and had we had another or tried for another kid, everybody would have gone, well, you know what? You would have just had another girl.
Uh-huh.
Because so many people were like, hey, are you going to try for a boy? We're like, probably going to be a girl.
Yeah. It's what you do.
Lots of fun. Lots of
what
fun.
A blessing. Four right. Blessings.
All right, Kelly, so you're going to run this game, right? It's going to be me versus Megan?
Yeah, so I'll keep track, too, of who's winning the point
all right.
In every category.
Okay.
And
right.
I feel like we should start with something pretty easy. This should be easy, given how many of them there are in town.
Okay. All right. Who should go first, me or Megan?
Let's let our guest go first.
All right, Megan, you're going to have...
Megan can start this off.
First crack. Let's go.
Yes, so you'll have the first answer. Goodness. Megan, we need you to start naming off restaurants in Louisville.
Oh.
Royal. Ready? Go.
Royal's Hot Chicken.
Wendy's.
McDonald's.
Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
Jeff Ruby's.
WW Cousins.
Chick-fil-A.
I already said it.
Oh, yeah, she did. He did. He said it. Something else. Maybe.
I think I won that round.
Okay, yes.
I think I won that round.
Really, you start naming all the chains and no, like, unique
Listen,
to Louisville.
I said WW Cousins. That's unique to Louisville.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, Megan said Jeff Ruby's.
Yes, Jeff Ruby.
Kelly, I'm going to need you to be a little bit more on point with you as a ringmaster here.
This is such a foodie town.
I know.
And you couldn't pull any of the unique ones out of you. Okay.
All right, Megan, you were terrible at that one.
Okay, so Ben gets the first point.
I started hot with Royals.
She did. Yeah, she rolled in literally hot with Royals Hot Chicken. Okay, all right, next category. You ready? Ben will be first on this one.
All right.
Okay. Let's do sports. Just... Sports.
Sports? Okay.
Any sports.
Okay. Football.
Okay.
Soccer.
Baseball.
Softball.
High lie.
Lacrosse.
Field hockey.
Rugby.
Tennis.
Golf.
Pickleball.
Oh.
Swimming.
Diving.
Table tennis.
Downhill skiing.
Dodgeball.
Cross country.
Track.
This is good. Ben's tapping out.
No, bicycling.
That's too long.
Ah, come
That's
on.
Too long. That's too long. Megan gets that point. Well done.
All right, last one. Winner, chicken dinner.
Winner, chicken dinner.
All right, last subject, Kelly.
Ooh, okay. I think we're going to go with
who answers first?
Megan.
All right, Megan.
Megan will
You're
answer
up first.
Dog breeds. Go.
Poodle.
Dachshund.
Poodle.
Mm-hmm. Beagle.
Pitbull.
Chihuahua.
Shih Tzu.
Golden Retriever.
Lab.
German Shepherd.
Pug.
Bulldog.
Terrier. Scottish Terrier.
Rottweiler.
English Terrier.
Oh.
Boxer?
Mm. Poodle.
Oh, she already said that.
Dalmatian.
She already said that. That's what she started
right.
with.
All
oh,
right.
Megan.
Megan,
wins.
Good job. Good job, Megan.
Oh, I'm upset that Pug wasn't the first one named out. I mean, you did toss it out there, Ben, but I needed it to be first.
All right. That's fine. All right, Megan, hey, congrats. Thank you for putting up with us.
I don't even have a dog, so.
Wow.
Look at that.
All right,
that makes
well done.
You even smarter.
Well done. Megan, hang tight. We're going to get more information from you, okay? Congrats, you're a winner.
All right, thank you.
All right.
See, nothing to be trepidatious about.
No.
You came in, slayed the game.
Wow, what a game that is.
It makes your brain work way too fast.
All right.
It really does.
All right, painful. There you go. That's Tap Out. On 99.70JX. And we will play this all week, BT-dubs, or play a game all week.
I was going to say, this particular game, are we committing to that?
I mean, listen, we'll play games all week for fair tickets, okay?
Okay,
that's my point.
That's good.
99.70JX. Back to school time, and we were having some fun discussion recently with what sent you to the principal's office. I had talked about my arch nemesis in middle school, Tim Bauman.
Tim.
And the fact that just because I would toss like little crumpled up pieces of paper in his hair, that he stabbed me with a pencil. I yelled, got sent to the principal's office.
Dang it. And you still have the mark.
I do.
You're marked for life.
I do. And then I remember I took a pencil, again, another pencil-related principal's office for me.
Pencil crimes.
Yeah, I took a pencil and threw it out into the hallway during one of my science classes. And I want to say either middle school, I was acting out. In middle school.
Sounds like your rebellious years were in middle school, yes.
Yeah, and I got sent to the principal's office then, too. The rub on that one was when I threw the pencil out into the hall, I did it right as my mom and my sister were walking by.
Oh, no.
And check mark on that. But then my sister, who is in a wheelchair, was actually using kind of crutches at the time. And so she stepped her crutch right on the pencil.
Oh, no, no. Did she fall?
Yes.
Did you make your sister fall?
I did. Yeah. She fell.
Benjamin she Aaron. Fell.
So not only did I get sent to the principal's office, I caused my sister to fall down and did it right in front of them.
Oh, how awful. Did you feel that day? That is such a double whammy.
Well, my mom never really let me forget that one. So,
of course, I wouldn't either. Neither would should your sister.
Yeah,
I'd be tossing that one out quite a bit.
I mean, my sister has plenty of other things that she can hold over my head.
Of course, she does. Yeah. I'm sure all of them do.
Yeah, but anyways, what sent you to the principal's office? Now, Kelly, I could understand. You seemed like a very by the rules sort of person.
I was a rule follower, yes.
Yeah.
But I also would stand up for myself when needed, as is what happened when I got sent to the principal's office in first grade. Because Carl was on the playground throwing rocks. Mm. And I'm like, I'm not going to sit here and get rocks thrown at me. I'm throwing them back.
Oh.
And then Ms. Brown, the principal, came out and said, anyone that was throwing rocks needs to be in my office ASAP. If I find out you were throwing rocks and you did not come to the office, even worse trouble.
Did you cry?
I think I did when I had to tell the entire class why I had to stay in recess. Yeah, because I was throwing the rocks. Yeah. I remember what I was wearing and everything that day. That is how the trauma imprints in your brain. Yes, I was wearing a little gray like jumper that my grandma had made me.
Oh, no.
It had a little ladybug.
Oh, no.
On it. Yes. And I had a little white turtleneck underneath. Like, I looked precious in an outfit my grandma made for me, and I tarnished it by being a hoodlum.
You tarnished not only the outfit, but your entire family name.
Absolutely. I shamed them all with my life of crime.
That
was the worst part of it. I remember it vividly.
Yeah.
Like in the first grade, and I'm way older.
Kelly.
In the first grade, I still remember how I felt, how my face got all like red and hot.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I have to do the right thing.
That moment
to fess up.
That Kelly had a choice.
I had a choice.
She could either veer and take that life of crime, that thrill that she felt throwing
Look
rocks.
Around, blame someone else.
Blame
point
someone
the
else.
At
right.
Someone else.
Or own up to it and take the path of
righteousness.
Look at that.
I had to turn myself in. And friends, I made the right choice.
Oh.
And I've been on the straight and narrow.
Have you?
Ever since.
Okay. All right. So we'll take some
until
of your.
Until I got to my high school and my boyfriend was sneaking over.
Yeah, you know.
We're not going to talk about that.
We're not going to.
We're not talking about that.
No, you didn't get sent to the principal's office.
I didn't get caught.
Yeah, but.
we're not talking about that because I didn't get caught.
That wasn't a principal's office sort of thing.
It wasn't a principal's office thing.
All right. So we're going to take some of your stories coming up. Lindsay, Jennifer, Shayla. I mean, you all have got some stories we'll get to coming up. What sent you to the principal's office? You know, we're talking school now, and Maybe some of you have already gone.
Yeah, maybe first week we've already visited. Right,
maybe first week.
Seen the inside of the principal's office.
If you're in the car with your parent, just look over and say, no, not me.
Nope, not me.
Not me.
Not me. Lindsay says I got caught without a belt during my senior year in like, I don't know, October. And I had the entire year to serve a Saturday detention.
For not having a belt?
Apparently Saturday detention for not wearing a belt, a little uniform violation.
Oh, was it a uniform violation?
I guess. Oh, or some wow. sort of dress code violation. The principal, it was a super couponer. So detention was cutting coupons.
Are you kidding me?
Again, I had the entire year to get this done. Uh-huh. I was approached by the assistant principal in May telling me that coming Saturday was the last day to serve it. And if I didn't do it, I couldn't walk at graduation.
Wow.
So that Friday was prom. So, yep, your girl served detention the morning after prom, cutting coupons in my prom dress. 2001 for the win.
Is Saturday detention still a thing?
Well, I don't know. I mean, they did an entire movie.
Well, yeah,
AKA
The Breakfast Club.
Yeah, which is iconic.
But that's from like 40 years ago.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, they did in 2001.
They did in 2001. They did it in my era too, which was in the 90s. So, like that.
I don't
know
if Saturday detention was a thing for, of course, I wouldn't know because I always followed the rules.
Except that one.
Except for throwing rocks in the first grade.
I was going to say first grade.
And to stay inside recess.
Such a straight.
Which is especially painful when you're in the first grade.
Yeah. Jennifer said, detention one time, eighth grade, I kept raising my hand for help in math and the teacher kept ignoring me and I mumbled over under my breath, stupid bee. Oh my God.
Wow,
she said, one of the class clowns said, oh, she called you a B word.
Oh, dang it. Snitches, good stitches.
Jennifer said, but hey, it landed me in breakfast detention, putting out all the chairs with my crush. So a win, I'd say.
Oh,
so wait,
yay.
Your crush was also a bad guy, too?
Yeah, she's not a bad girl. So maybe. Oh my gosh. That's hysterical. Which, by the way, shame on the teacher. Wow. If you kept needing the help and then she kept ignoring you. I mean,
well, maybe she's just calling on other people and Jennifer just couldn't see past that in her eighth grade fury. Was like, I know the answer too.
But because stupid bee. I was gonna say
you mumble that stuff under your breath, man. You have
put on blast.
We'll get to one more here and then we'll do some more.
Shayla accidentally set off the fire alarm trying to microwave a Pop-Tart in the teacher's lounge during drama club rehearsal.
Okay, so she didn't say it, but Shayla, the reason they have the warning on Pop-Tarts where it says remove from packaging before you heat it up is because of you.
Because of you, Shayla. That's why we have that on there.
She probably put it in the foil package in the microwave, and it sparked and smoked.
Well, in her mind, it's probably like, it's going to get hotter faster if you just keep it in a nice little metal pouch.
It is kind of funny because when you start to microwave something you don't know has metal in it, and then you see it start to spark.
The sparks.
You're like,
It's pretty quick.
It is pretty
quick. The
sparks
are quick.
Yes, it is. All right, we'll take some more of your calls and some more of your stories coming up here. What sent you to the principal's office? I love these. On 99.7 DJX. All right. What sent you to the principal's office?
Oh, quite a few. Got one from Chelsea. My kindergartner has his first week of school last week.
Mm-hmm.
And I already got a call because him being new to urinals thought it would be funny to show his butt to the other boy next to him.
Being new to urinals.
Yeah, you don't have to pull it all the way down. Yeah. That's his hard time.
You know what? Kids will learn.
Figure it out.
Yeah, figure it out. It's part of growing up.
Yep.
Trina said, expelled over dress code.
Expelled?
Yeah, not just principal's office. Too many buttons on my polo, then missed a belt loop. Had belt on, missed back center loop. They thought I was doing it on purpose. Expelled. I'm 38. My dad still loves to tell that story. Wow. It was Fern Creek High School class of 2002.
They did not mess. Expelled as in kicked out of school. Can't come back. She had the belt on and missed a loop. Are you kidding?
Tony the Welder said, I had a Miss Jackson in the early 2000s. She got tired of the Outcast references quick.
Oh, dang it.
After school detention.
Could you not, though?
2 weeks. Sorry, Miss Jackson.
Oh, man. You couldn't not, though. You can't not. Right?
Yeah. Tammy said, got caught borrowing the school mascot costume to surprise my best friend on her birthday. Aww. Middle of chemistry class.
Oh, that's just sweet.
That is sweet.
Courtney on the text line, I was in the 7th grade at Johnson Traditional Middle School. It was the year 2000. I was sick, so I went to the office to call home. The lady in the office was insisting I was faking that I wasn't sick, and I just wanted to go home. But I really was sick, so I stuck my tongue out at her. You would have thought that I bombed the school the way that they reacted. Oh, wow. I got written up, had to spend an entire school day in detention, and of course had to apologize to the lady in the office. My mom just laughed. See, that's great when the parents are like, this is fine. You know, you don't get mad. We actually, that reminds me, we got an email home because our son got a demerit.
Oh, okay. I thought it was going to be about you.
Well, he didn't really get sent to the principal's office, but actually he did have a conversation with the assistant principal because he was walking down the hallway, and this is what it said in the email, making orangutan noises. Just walking down the hallway going,
That's very specific.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Very specific.
Very specific. We had to laugh at that one like that. And we're like, all right, buddy, if that's the worst you're doing, then all right.
I was going to say,
that's kind of hysterical.
Did you ask him to replicate the noise for you?
No, we should have. We should have.
Another text from a listener, got detention for tooting in class in the 5th grade. It was an accident and embarrassing. Man, on top of that. When you let one accidentally slip, you think it's going to be silent, and it's not. And then all the class points at you, and then you get in detention. Then you get sent to the principal's office.
It's already bad that you're like the class tutor, and then you get.
Oh my gosh! Couple more. What sent you to the principal's office? Brooke said, "Signed myself out for a dental appointment to go with my boyfriend to the mall."
Oh no!
Who we run into? My mom. Oh, no. She took us both back to the principal's office for detention.
She got turned in by her mom.
That's great.
That's great, bro. Savage.
That's great.
Oh, gosh. Mike walked to Dairy Queen for lunch. Came back late to one of my favorite classes. Teacher was Mr. Strebel. Great guy.
Okay.
Wasn't there maybe 5 minutes, literally milkshake in my hand. A teacher I had never even seen before said she saw me pull a fire alarm.
Oh.
Apparently, they had a fire alarm go off while I wasn't there. I was like, you didn't see me. Mr. Strebel was like, couldn't be him. He was late for leaving the grounds. He knew me better than that. Yet she still said she saw me. Trust me, I was a handful, but she definitely had the wrong kid. Moral of the story, kids. Had I only gone to McDonald's, I'd still be waiting for the dang ice cream machine to be working and wouldn't have made it to that class. Looking back, I might owe the teens at Fairdale High an apology. I'm definitely the reason they have more strict rules now.
Yeah, when it's you. When it's you.
I ruined it for everybody.
Yeah, sorry, there's closed lunch now.
Yeah,
closed lunch. Mike, you know, back in the day.
It's my Dairy Queen shake. My bad.
All right. Those are good stories. Thank you for that. It's 99.7 JX. So I was having to take a plane recently, and I don't know when the last time it is that you flew, Kelly, but
it's been a while.
But there are, you know, I had to make a connection because nothing from Louisville is a direct flight, it seems. So I had to make a connection, and the connection was about an hour away. And now typically that gives you, okay, you know, if I'm landing at 2 and the next flight boards at 3, then I should have plenty of time.
You just have to walk through an airport, right?
That's right. That's right.
That's it?
So I'm flying into Dallas, and Dallas is a huge, huge airport, all right?
That does add to the scenario because it is ginormous.
Yeah, but still, I felt confident in everything.
Sure. Might even have time to get a little snack.
Yeah, why not? So the plane,
go to the bathroom,
plane lands. Mm-hmm. And we're landing on time, maybe even a couple minutes early. So I'm like, everything's golden. And the plane then kind of comes to a halt on the tarmac. And then the captain gets on the PA and says, hey, we've lost our ability to steer.
Oh.
So we're going to have to.
Seems like that's essential.
Yeah. So we're going to have to wait for a tow truck to tow us into the gate.
A tow truck that can tow a plane?
Yes. I mean, they have those at airports.
Okay. That's awesome.
So I was like, all right. And so the
ETA on that?
Yeah, exactly.
ETA on that.
Exactly. So the flight attendant kind of gets on and is like, yeah, you know what? I mean, these things usually take about 15 minutes, 20 minutes at max. And then we'll have you into the gate in no time. All right. And he's like, those of you who have a connecting flight, you know, just go ahead and double check everything. But, you know, you should be good. He's like, I've checked the itinerary of the people who are on this plane, and it looks like you should be able to still make your connecting flight.
You're saying should be able to.
Yeah, exactly.
Doesn't sound 100% confident.
Right, and so I'm sitting there on the tarmac, and I'm like, oh, great. All right, well,
sweat a little bit.
I think we're all right. And so as the time ticks, and then finally, probably about 35 minutes later,
and you're still sitting there waiting for the tow?
We get a tug, and we get towed. Now, granted, it's not just like 5 feet to the gate. You've got to tow it probably a half a mile to get there. So,
it's the plane's heavy.
Right.
So it probably wasn't moving fast.
And the tow truck doesn't have diesel, gas, jet fuel engines on it. So it's cruising along. So I'm sitting there going, okay, all right. So I'm doing the math in my head. If I get off here and I'm able to run, I might still be able to make it before 3, before the plane boards,
like
right?
You're mapping out where exactly in the gate, you're in the airport, you gotta go.
Exactly. So
where
now
the gate is.
It of course, the way Murphy's Law has it, we enter at gate E, my flight leaves in gate B.
Oh, gosh,
which is completely on the other side of the airport.
You need to take a train.
Oh. Yes, exactly. So I'm like, okay, I need to absolutely fly. I'm texting my wife during this time, and she's like, you've trained for this moment.
You've trained for this moment.
Yes, I know. Like running, right?
So you're a marathoner. Half marathoner.
Yes, exactly.
Like, you can do this.
Like all caps. You've trained for this moment.
But did you say back, I'm not a sprinter?
So the plane comes in. I jump up. I get out as quickly as possible. I have a carry-on.
Did they let all the people with connecting flights go first?
Like a backpack?
First?
No.
No? Oh,
and I absolutely start booking it. I'm running. I'm missing like the moving sidewalks. I'm running because I can't be weighted by that.
Nope.
I am running upstairs where there are escalators. Can't be bothered. I am feeling it in my chest. It is burning like fire, like you've never felt before. But I'm looking at my watch.
Yep.
I'm looking at my watch and I'm like, okay, the plane now leaves in like 15 minutes. I think I can make it there. I get on the train. I'm able to get on a train. It gets me to gate B. Now gate B, I still have to run a place and I get off. I'm running. And I get to the gate and they're still letting people on it. I'm like, oh my gosh, I made it. I text my wife. I'm like, I made it. And she's like,
so
wow, great. Congratulations.
Of course you did, babe.
And I get up
for this.
I get up to the thing and I show them my ticket. And they're like, we have closed the gate. Your seat has been given away.
What?
I said, but I have a ticket and you're still letting these people on. And listen, that's all, that's the entire sentence I got out of my mouth, because there were other people that were in the same situation that had gotten there too. I don't know how they got there quicker than I did, because they started.
They were on your flight? They were on your same flight?
Or they were on a flight, whatever. But they were yelling at this gate agent, like, you don't have kids, this is blah blah blah. So I guess to make a long story longer,
that is a really bad day for that gate agent.
And by the way, they just said, you're gonna have to talk to the ticketing agent, deuces, because we gotta get on this plane because it's gotta leave. And I'm like, without me.
Oh, wow. And you would think that the pilot of your previous flight was getting on the horn and be like, hey,
like a heads
we've
up.
Got some passengers that are going to be cutting it close.
Right.
You need
right.
to hold the seats and the flight for these people. No?
Yeah.
None of that?
Yeah. I thought, okay, they know that there is a delayed flight. They're going to hold the flight for at least 10 minutes.
Yeah.
At least 10 minutes.
At least.
No, but I just.
And they gave your seat
away. They did. They gave my seat away. And I'm like, I hope that person gets a tummy ache.
So all the standby people are like,
yep.
I'm getting called out off the bench.
Standby, got their.
I'm going in, coach.
Got their due. And I had to. Thankfully, I was able to get on a later flight, and I was able to leave still that day. But man.
How long did you have to wait, though?
2.5 hours for the next flight to go out. So. I mean, it could have been worse, but
that is off. They need to look their practices.
But I got there and I was literally winded. Like, I could still feel the burning in my chest, like I had sprinted a half marathon.
You shouldn't have to sweat that they're going to give your seat away, though, especially if they. Well, and then I'm going to go ahead and throw the pilot under the bus a little bit that he didn't do his due diligence and call it in. If you know that there are people on your flight that have connecting points, and you call the gate and say, hey, we got such and such passengers that are coming. They're here. They're going to be in the seat, so don't give them away.
Yeah.
But I'm fired up for you, and I wasn't
thank
there.
You. Yes, I know.
I don't care. I don't even have a real idea. I can't fly.
So that was my little flying adventure there.
Oh, you got my blood pressure up.
Yeah, who needs caffeine now, right?
Yeah, it's adrenaline.
It's 99.7 EJX. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 EJX. Time for a Setting the Bar story, Kelly, which is
an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, we're going to introduce you to Brandy from Kentucky. Brandy with an I. She was just trying to claim she had a headache.
Oh.
Yeah. If you can manage to make it through the day without getting arrested in the happiest place on earth with headache powder that isn't actually headache powder, you're doing okay.
Oh, what exactly was this headache powder?
Meth. But here's
the thing. Oh, wow.
Apparently, so
that is strong.
The biggest thing about this whole story is, Brandy, she was arrested at the Ticket and Transportation Center. Substance she was carrying tested positive. She was stopped by security after they noticed this tin can with suspicious objects inside.
Now, I will say this. I just looked it up. Goody's headache powder does exist.
I know. I was going to say, this is the biggest surprise of this entire story.
I did not know that.
She said this was Goody's headache powder, and she had a tin to back it up.
I thought Goody's was like some sort of code word. It is not.
It is not.
No product.
It's an actual product, and I don't know what headache powder does for you.
I might try it. Looks good.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Mixed fruit blast powder, flavored powder.
You've been needing, lots of.
I have many headaches. Yes.
I was going to say, you've been needing a lot of different things recently.
Yes.
With car accidents and just other stuff.
There, try that out.
Yeah, but don't do what Brandy did. And when you use up all the Goody's headache powder, you go, but what if
what
I still have
headache?
What
else can take my pain away?
Yeah. How about illegal drugs?
No, that's not advised.
Yeah, so the security employee asked Brandy what the items were, and she just told him, hey, it's medicine. They're Goody's headache powder. That's all it is. No need to open that up. No need to open it up.
You can tell from her mugshot that, it looks like she still has a headache. mean, she's got kind of that look on her face.
Yeah.
That was just like, dang it.
Dang it.
I still have my headache, and now I'm arrested.
Oh,
and
that's
dang.
Why, and that's why this is setting the bar story.
In the happiest place on earth.
The happiest place on earth. Look,
oh, my gosh. Do you know how expensive it is to get in there and have a day at the happiest place on earth? She ruined that, too. That is a lot of money wasted.
Yeah, a lot of money wasted because now you get kicked out of the park. You probably get banned from the park and you get arrested. And you lost out on your, what, $130 per ticket? Ticket.
Now, hopefully she wasn't there with her kids. Does she have kids?
I don't know.
Well, that's worse.
I don't know. Anyways, that's your setting the bar story. Brandy giving Kentucky a name, that's for sure.
Dang it. I mean, of all the things to ruin your day at the world's happiest place.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's 99.7 DJX. That is your setting the bar story on DJX. But that's seriously, you should look to get to some of that goodies headache powder for you.
Absolutely.
It's Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX. You're talking about what got you in trouble at school? What sent you to the principal's office? Get to one more. Michelle said, I got my sister and myself suspended for 3 days. She said, I wanted to go to a Bon Jovi concert.
Wait, why are you not playing Bon Jovi right now? Why are you not playing Living on a Prayer right now?
We're getting to it. We're getting to it.
Okay.
But they wanted to go to, what, Jeff Mall? Because Green Tree Mall, sorry.
Oh, Green Tree Mall,
yeah,
yes.
Go to Green Tree Mall to Disc Jockey, which is a place where you buy music, right?
I remember that place.
Yeah, and the next day apparently got called into the office because it was also senior skip day, and they called my dad, and he didn't know.
Oh, wow. Oh, no. So we said send them home. We got grounded, but still got to go to the concert. Yeah, you did.
But you had...
Hashtag worth it!
But hashtag worth it. You got to see John Bon Jovi.
Man, Disc Jockey. That takes you back.
That takes
Green
you
Tree
back.
Mall, does it?
Right.
Not?
That is a ghost of Green Tree Mall, right?
Wow.
I know, right? I mean,
that's
like,
where you go to get the gear.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, it was like all those stores, like FYE,
yeah.
Disc Jockey. I mean, of course, you know, you can add Ear Ecstasy now to that list.
Sure.
But
and you got to go to Hot Topic for the outfit.
Oh my gosh, yeah, yeah, for sure. So yeah, good stories there. You can hear some of the other more unhinged.
I mean, the whole expelled for the belt loop thing.
Yeah, that's wild.
Has thrown me for a loop.
That's wild.
That is harsh.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and Ferris Bueller's Day Off, as you said earlier, really kind of ruined a lot of quote sick days for kids.
Yeah, especially poor Courtney. She was literally sick, you know, in the office in front of the lady. Didn't believe her.
Yeah,
thought
well,
she
did. She did stick her tongue out though.
Well,
and that was part of the problem.
She was mad for not being believed.
Yeah, you can hear more of those. WDJX.com. Just tap listen on 99.7 DJX. It's Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX. How you doing, Kelly?
Oh, I'm hanging in there.
Yeah, if you missed earlier, you know, Kelly has had a bad string of luck. As
Ben
it pertains.
Was off like living his best life. Ben went on vacation, went to Lakeside. Ben went to a radio convention. Ben has been jet setting, living his best life, fishing, just enjoying the nice, peaceful vacation life. I've been holding down the fort here and getting in car accidents. So it's just been a tale of two very different experiences as of late. Yeah, I'm tired of getting in car accidents. I'll say that. And I feel like I have to defend my driving ability. Like,
I have said that you are a menace to the highway.
But literally, I have no part in these situations I find myself in. Like, zero part.
But maybe it's being a menace because you're just on the road.
I'm just there.
And you're a magnet.
I mean, it's like the one in January, I was sitting at the entrance of a neighborhood and two other cars collided. I watched it happen. And then one of them went sailing into my driver's side door. totaled, airbag, all the things. and the one last summer on the Gene Snyder. Yeah, like, I was actually moving until I had to suddenly stop, and I stopped before hitting the guy in front of me, but the guy behind me did not get that memo and plowed into me.
Right.
That was crushed.
Right.
And then most recently, a couple days ago, I was stopped trying to make a left-hand turn. And
you need to
distracted by the other accident that had just happened at that intersection and was looking at that instead of me.
You need to just start Ubering everywhere.
I think I do.
Or getting a driver. Yeah, you just need to get a driver.
That's what it comes down to, is I'm going to go ahead and need to ask our bosses to
pony up to pay
for a driver for me, because I'm no longer driving anywhere.
Right.
Because I'm done. I'm just done. Yeah. And that's the thing is then, you know, as the victim, the innocent victim, they think, oh, you're not going to have to pay for anything. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Because they don't, when they give you the payout for your totaled car, they give you like blue book value.
Listen,
like,
you know what?
You would get to trade
I don't know if, Sam Aguiar would be someone you should contact, but he sponsors the show. Mm-hmm. So like, I'd almost be reaching out to him and be like, hey, Sam, what can we do here? What can we do? Well, is there anything we can do here?
Yeah, it's and apparently not a lot on the property damage side of it. Like, that's going to be what it's going to be. These big insurance companies, they don't care that you're going to have to turn.
That's why you need someone
buy.
With flex like Sam Aguiar in your corner.
Just a little.
As Sam Aguiar says, take a deep breath.
Take a deep breath. You're doing fine.
You're doing fine.
Thanks, Sam.
That's right. That's right.
Sam. I don't feel fine right now, though.
You're doing great, Kelly. Just take a deep breath. You're doing great.
If I could just kindly ask everyone in Louisville to stop hitting my cars, that'd be great.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Normally, Kelly enjoys getting rear-ended. Not in this case.
Oh, my God. Don't say that.
All right, guys.
Bad.
If you missed anything from the show, you can always catch up on the podcast. Look, we're here for you whenever you want to.
Yeah, you know what? I'm just doing this for the bit. Just have stuff to talk about on the radio. That's it.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. Absolutely. WDJX.com. Tap listen. All right. What else?
I think that's it.
All right. Ryan's up next. He's got another opportunity for you to head to Nashville, complete with a gas card and all the stuff coming up at noon. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.